in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Paula, who's dead English?
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before.
That's a fact.
If you learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you are with me today, and we are probably the only two hosts in town live.
Yeah, the regular show hosts.
I mean, like regular guys.
Yeah, regular guys. We're the regular guys.
We're the regular guys.
We are always the regular guys.
So 3 hours of riveting radio coming your way. What?
Absolutely, no question about it. This is you're not going to.
You're on the edge of your
this
seat.
This is kind
of
like
weighing.
This is radio train wreck
that's
ready
right.
to happen.
You're just waiting, edge of your seat. Can't wait. There's not much on the roads today, traffic wise. So
that was pretty good. You know what? But the people that were on the roads seemed to manage to hit each other all morning.
What do you expect?
I couldn't believe. No, it was on dry pavement.
Well, I know, it snowed over the weekend.
Yeah, evidently. Oh my gosh, I can't drive.
I
it snowed.
Oh jeez. Okay, so just side note.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I'm not in jail from the weekend.
Really? Wow. Why? What happened?
Well, you know, because it snowed Saturday.
Yeah, so you went to work.
I had to go out and go plowing.
Yeah.
So it was like the first snowstorm of the year for the most part.
A little late.
I mean, really decent snowstorm.
Yeah.
So first off, I go to turn onto a particular road, double turn left. And Terry's riding with me, and I'm like, why are all these idiots halfway down the middle of this double turn lane? So I'm like, I'm just going to get on the left-hand side and go around all of them. So I get all the way to the front of the line, and guess who starts it all?
Who?
A cop!
Figures.
So they started. I kind of look over. They look back. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, phew, I'm just going to go around you. So I did. So that was the first one. First cop encounter.
Okay.
And luckily, I was so much faster than them that...
Yeah. And you got a big blade on the front of your truck.
You bet I'm going. And I think they were thinking, well, you can go ahead. So then I'm following people all the way down one of the back roads. And I'm like, what are you people doing? You know, you can go faster than 15 or 20 miles an hour. I can drive 50 in this stuff. Just get out of my way. So I get to one spot and I round a corner. And I'm like, well, there's a car coming away. You know, it's downhill. I'm like, well, I can get around this guy pretty quick. So I just lickety-split, get around him, and, you know, the car was coming a little faster the other direction than I thought, so I get right to where I can just cut back in front of the other car, which I did, no accident, no problem, but as the other car goes zipping by, it says sheriff all down the side.
Very good, Raj.
I'm thinking, oh, geez, that wasn't too... I'm just waiting for the guy to turn his lights on and spin around
flash,
and come
flash.
After me.
Now, what's your hurry?
I guess it was snowing hard enough, he was thinking, oh, it's a plow, let him go.
It's a plow, let him go.
Yeah, but I'm lucky on that one. That they didn't come after me.
That reminds me, one night I was driving some guys mm-hmm. in an Uber, mm-hmm. and they were hammered, the guys. And it was really late at night. I mean, like 2, 3 in the morning, something like that. And there's this SUV thing in front of me, and I'm always the guy that likes to be first off the...
Sure.
Right? They're the ones that noticed it was the sheriff I beat off the line.
Yeah, well, I did that twice Saturday night.
Yeah, very good.
Luckily, I think it was snowing hard enough that they had other things that they were in the middle of doing that... It was like, oh, whatever, go.
And not
it.
Only that, they really don't want to chase you down when it's snowing.
Not really. So I'm going to let him go, whatever. Now, the one, I didn't necessarily come close to running him off the road, but he's probably thinking, why is that guy passing, you know, downhill? Well, maybe after he saw how slow the other guy was going, it wasn't such a big deal. I don't know.
Yeah, just a little word of advice to those driving in downtown Denver. That bright red light on the post means stop.
Really?
Yeah. I just thought I'd let him know that.
Got it.
Because every time they go through that intersection, they run into the guy that had the green light and smash, and then they tie up traffic.
The little red light hanging from the wires.
Yeah,
means
the
stop.
Little red light hanging from the wire means stop.
Got it.
It means you stop.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so a man in Scotland calls his son in London the day before Christmas Eve and says, I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you, your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is just enough. Dad! What are you talking about? The son screams. We can't stand the sight of each other any longer, the father says. We're sick of each other. I'm sick of talking about this. So you call your sister in Leeds and tell her. Frantically, the son calls his sister, explains on the phone, like hell they're getting divorced, she shouts. I'll take care of this. She calls Scotland immediately and screams for her father, or screams at her father. You are not getting divorced. Don't you do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back and we'll both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me? And hangs up. The old man hangs up his phone, turns to his wife, and says, done. They're coming for Christmas, and they're paying their own way.
Brilliant. I love it.
One way to get him there.
Exactly. That's brilliant.
That's an old story, but.
That's good, though.
Probably
that's
not
good.
True, but it's pretty good, actually.
That's good. It could be true.
It could be, actually.
Very well could be.
No, they're coming, and they're paying their own way. It's not bad, huh?
The second part's the best part.
It is, actually.
They're paying their own way.
Paying their own way. That's pretty funny.
But you
actually.
Know, as a parent, you look forward to that when your kids get older. The next thing you know, they're paying their own way.
Yeah.
We really look forward to
that. What is that age, by the way? For me, it's when they get married.
Yeah, married.
Or out of college. You're on your own, pal.
Yep.
You figure how to get here. I'm not writing that check anymore. Have fun.
Exactly.
When my daughters all got married, I told the son-in-laws, well, she's on your payroll now. And some of them looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, she's on your payroll now. And one of them in particular looked back at me like, he didn't quite get what I was saying. I'm like, this means you're paying for everything from now on. Not me, you.
What was the look on his face when it finally hit him?
It was sort of like despair. Like, oh, I never really thought about this before. Really? I have to write the checks now? Yeah, you do. Not me.
That is your job.
It's your job now, pal. Have fun. Because guess what? They have pretty high expectations, so have fun.
Yes, they do.
Just saying.
They do.
Well, mine do, especially.
As they should.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, daughters do to a large extent, yeah. Which is, yeah, to your point, they should.
They should.
And those boys should be ready to do so.
Because quite frankly, out of the two in the marriage, they've got the roughest job.
Mm-hmm. Agree. No, I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, totally.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. We got a special guest joining us in a moment. We think maybe. I don't know. This week it's going to be
who
dicey
knows?
With guests.
People
you know, we'll never know this week.
Up. We have no idea.
Yeah, you know, it's the week between Christmas and New Year's. People may remember. They may think it's Monday. It's actually Tuesday. We kind of forget the same
it's
thing.
It's not Monday?
No, it's Tuesday. It's which, Tuesday. By the way, it snowed today, and they didn't predict this either. So
no, they didn't.
Predict Saturday night.
They didn't predict Saturday
now,
night at all.
I will say this. You and I was predicting. We did traffic and weather on Friday, and I said, listen, there's a chance of snow Saturday night.
Yes, you
did. No one else said a word about it but me.
And we did have a white Christmas, which was nice.
We did. It's still white for the most part.
It's good. Yeah, the snow this morning was not predicted at all. They predicted fog.
It was,
of course, I washed my car last
night. It was snowing, and it was cold.
So you can thank me for the snow.
Well, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Front Range Mortgage coming up next. If you're a veteran without a VA loan, you are missing the boat. There is funds set aside through the VA to help you with the home. Whether that's saving you money on your interest rate, helping you with down payments, there's multiple ways that the VA loans will help you. Call Brian today, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
If you are a Colorado veteran and you are not in a VA mortgage, you've probably been lied to. If you're a veteran and not in a VA mortgage, 99% guaranteed, you're paying too high a rate, throwing away thousands of dollars a year to a bank that will never tell you they're taking you for a ride. As a vet, you're entitled to use a VA loan over and over again. You should be paying zero in mortgage insurance, and you can take out 100% of the value of your home for paying off credit cards. Your bank is never going to tell you how much you're throwing away, but I will. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only mortgage team that has helped hundreds of veterans to drop their mortgage insurance, save thousands, lowering their payments, and pay off high-interest credit cards. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much we can save you. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900 or visit frontrangemortgage.com. NMLS 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, your host today. Damn, you were sitting next to me. So, did you have a good Christmas, Dan?
Had a great Christmas.
What did Santa bring? Anything good?
Santa brought us a bunch of movies. We went to movies, and we just had great family time this Christmas. Took 2 days off and had a wonderful, wonderful time.
I think I got, for the most part, 2 days off. I don't know. I mean, I worked Saturday night, and then got up early, so I mean, I really didn't miss much time on Sunday because I had a bunch going on, so I slept, I don't know, I think I slept, got home at 3 a.m., got up at 7, got going.
Man.
So I got 4 hours. It was okay.
Man, sounds normal to me.
Yes, you're
so, but yeah, so no, I actually took Sunday and Monday off, and it was great.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, we had family and all that going on, you know, as well. So, you know, yesterday for Terry and I is a long day.
Lots of family in town.
Family in town, and, you know, when you're the host of everything going on, we had two different sets of folks coming over, you know, some kids in the morning, some kids in the afternoon. It just makes for a long day.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it was really a long day. Like 6 o'clock last night, Terry was like down for a nap, which she rarely ever does.
Oh, yeah.
So it tells you it was a long day.
Yeah, for us, it was just us and our kids. So that was it.
Well, that's not bad at all.
And the two that are still at home.
Actually, that's actually perfect. All right. We've got our next guest joining us now. Let me get my mouse working here, Dan. Jonathan Burness. Make sure I'm saying that right. Jonathan, did I say your last name correctly?
You sure did.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us very much. Talk to us about Trump's thoughts, or I shouldn't say just Trump's thoughts. There's multiple people behind this decision, but moving the Israeli embassy, our embassy in Israel, I should say, to Jerusalem. Talk about that.
Well, it wasn't a new idea, actually. It started back in 1995 that America made a decision, voted on by both the House and the Senate, to move the embassy to Jerusalem, to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Got it.
But for the last 22 years, every 6 months there's been an executive order delaying that decision.
Oh, okay, time out. Now, real quick also, I want to mention that Jonathan is the CEO of Jewish Voice Ministries. It's actually Rabbi Jonathan Burness, I should say, as well. So Jonathan, whoa, time out. So for the past, how many years have we had a every six-month executive decision to actually delay this?
22 years.
22 years. So we can't blame that on even our last president. We have to go back much farther than that because this has been going on for 22 years.
22 years.
That's ridiculous.
Every 6 months, it's been delayed. And Donald Trump just said, I'm not signing it. So he didn't sign anything. He just did not sign it.
So in other words, he didn't do anything new. He just said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not signing this. We're done.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
That's odd. Yeah, okay, that's not the way the press is painting this, Jonathan.
I know.
Not even close. So what is this? Okay,
we have a bit of a bias in the press here.
Yeah, well, then let's back up. First of all, why an executive decision every 6 months to delay it when 22 years ago, America basically said, no, we want this to happen. Why did every president since until Donald Trump delay that?
I think there's two reasons. One is pressure from the oil-producing nations.
Okay.
And the threat it posed to the United States. And that was a primary issue for many, many years, or has been for many, many years, for over two decades. The second reason is the efforts of past presidents to bring peace to the region, and this has been seen. There's actually a third reason. This has been seen as something that would undercut the peace process. The third reason, actually, and I'm stepping into deep waters here, is pressure from the Catholic Church as well to keep Jerusalem in international city, which I think is kind of ridiculous because if you look at the difference between the Islamic sites and the Christian and Jewish sites controlled by Israel, you see a completely different way of operating them that is far from international on the Islamic side of things. So those are the three reasons that I believe this has been delayed for 22 years. And the liberal media, of course, is shocked, as is the Arab world, that President Trump is not just signing the executive order again.
I had really never given thought. The oil nation thing I get. The trying to, quote-unquote, make peace I get. I never thought, and I've been to Israel, so I understand some of what you're talking about when it comes to the Catholic Church and the control of the holy sites and a lot of the things that way. I never thought about that until you just said that, but that makes total sense.
Yeah, look how the Islamic sites are controlled. Look at the Temple Mount. You can't go into the Dome of the Rock anymore unless you're
right.
Muslim.
Right.
I used to go years ago, but all of the sites controlled by Israel, including Islamic sites that or Muslim sites under the control of Israel, are opened internationally, although there's very few now. There were more years ago. But the Christian sites are well-preserved and protected by the Israeli government. But the Islamic sites that have been turned over the control of the Muslim community are not international sites. They're clearly Muslim sites, and for the most part, visitors are unwelcome.
I never thought about that. Okay, dumb question. Kind of off track a little bit, but why did the Jewish nation decide it was okay to let the stupid dome, I shouldn't say stupid, the Dome of the Rock sit on the Temple Mount in the first place?
Well, it's not a stupid question. The decision was stupid, not the question.
Okay.
It was, so the dome was built in the 6th century, actually the early part of the 7th century, at a time when the Muslims were controlling the city of Jerusalem.
Okay.
And so they built it, I believe, right over the Holy of Holies.
Agree, by the way. I agree with you there.
And they intentionally
do that. That's right.
Everywhere they go.
On purpose, yes.
On purpose, absolutely.
Yep, agree.
The decision, and so the Crusaders allowed it, and the British allowed it, and so on. It was a well-established holy site. It's beautiful to look at. But in the after the 67 war, when Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, was taken back by the Jewish people, and by the way, what is known today as the Western Wall or the Wailing Wall was
yes.
a garbage dump.
Yep.
It was a garbage dump. I have pictures on my computer showing the Israeli army clearing this garbage dump after they took back the old city. So there was no religious value whatsoever to the Western Wall, and they did not decide to give the land back. It was a unilateral decision by a famous general named Moshe Dayan, who unilaterally, without consultation, just gave the Muslim community back the entire Temple Mount, just with the sweep of the pen, and Israel has been living with the consequences of that since 1967.
Yep, that was the Six-Day War, correct? Am I right in saying so?
Six-Day War. Yeah, the single greatest event to come out of the Six-Day War was the restoration of Jerusalem after almost 2,000 years. It came back into the hands of the Jewish people. I believe it directly fulfilled Bible prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And that land has remained the most disputed real estate in the world today. That little piece of land, not just Israel, but the Temple Mount. That's the epicenter of
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues to be something Israel's had to live with ever since Moshe Dayan just unilaterally said, "We're going to give it back to you."
Yep. No. This is good stuff. I tend to at times, you know, forget about all the history, all the things that are going on. And so, and again, real quick, everybody, Jonathan Burness is with us, CEO of Jewish Voice Ministries. So, Jonathan, the significance of what Trump just did, not signing an executive order and moving our embassy. What does that mean for that entire region? Because other countries now have followed suit. Dan and I were talking before the show today. How many other?
10, I believe, so far.
10 other countries are going to do the same thing, correct, Jonathan?
Yes, some will, and some are vigorously opposed. The UN just made a determination to reject the U.S.'s decision. And then there was just a report today that we're cutting back some of our funding of the UN, which I actually applaud.
Hey, man, it's about time, if you ask me.
I agree.
Why do we keep funding an organization that always goes against our best interests? Why?
Guys, your guess is as good as mine. But they condemn the U.S. decision. Some countries will follow, but time will tell how this plays out. I'm not certain yet that the U.S. will conclude this move. I hope they do. It's been declared, but there's a lot of backlash, and I don't know what's going to happen. I do know this, that if we do follow through with this decision, we come under the blessing of Genesis 12. I will bless those that bless my people.
I agree.
Because, and we align ourselves with God's plan and purpose and statement in his word repeatedly that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel.
Well said, Jonathan. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, you said a moment ago, if we follow through, I am one that thinks Trump will. Do you think there'll be enough other resistance, though, that will oppose him, or what are your thoughts there?
There's going to be continued resistance. The Catholic Church has publicly condemned the decision. The UN has publicly condemned the decision. The left wing continues to cry out that this is undercutting any hopes for peace and putting the U.S. in great danger, on and on and on. And although I think President Trump is resolute in his decision-making, we have a State Department that's pretty hostile to this current administration. So time will tell. I am hopeful that we will go through with this and that it'll all work out. I personally believe we will, and things will quiet down. But
do you think any of this has to do with being, you know, fulfillment of certain prophecies, anything along those lines? What are your thoughts there?
Well, Jerusalem coming back under the control of the Jewish people and being declared the capital again by Israel was certainly a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And I think that the decision to follow a 25-year-old decision does align the U.S. with God's heart, God's stated plan and purpose, and I think it will bring a blessing for the U.S., just as some of the other decisions that President Trump has made with his appointment of a conservative judge to the Supreme Court and receptivity of the evangelical community. I'm very positive about what I'm seeing.
Great. Good stuff, Jonathan. I appreciate it very much. Jonathan Bernis, CEO of Jewish Voice Ministries. Jonathan, website, something folks can go to learn more about what you guys are doing?
Sure. It's just Jewish Voice, one word, jewishvoice.com.org, whatever you want to put in there.
Perfect.
It'll get you there.
Perfect. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thanks,
have a fantastic week. We appreciate it very much.
You too, and Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year to you, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Good stuff.
Not really good stuff. You know, he was talking about the Catholic Church opposing this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because internationally they've neutered themselves.
Mm.
They have no chutzpah. They have no balls.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to stand up against anything. And quite frankly, I don't know why the West keeps appeasing a so-called religion that wants our demise. Okay. They want to get rid of the West. Why do we keep?
Couldn't disagree more, Don. You're right.
Pondering these people.
No, you're right.
I have no idea.
I don't either. Makes no sense to me. So, all right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk the new tax plan. Tax law, I should say, in just one moment with my accountant, Steve Wagner. Don't go anywhere. U.S. gold coin is coming up next. A great way to stave off inflation, we call it wealth insurance, is with gold. Gold and silver. You can get real coin that you can possess and spend as needed on down the road to help you, again, stave off inflation. USGoldCoins.com, 1-800-468-2646 is the phone number. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from USGoldCoins.com wants you to consider giving gold and silver coins to your loved ones as gifts this year. Beautiful, authentic, and valuable gold and silver coins really are the perfect gift. It's like giving the people you care about the gift of financial security. Plus, as a KLZ listener, Andy will give you his 3 CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. These CDs give the gift of knowledge by teaching you and your loved ones everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce them to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. With this valuable bundle, you can skip the long lines at the mall and help your loved ones start on their way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins. Call Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 for your gift bundle today.
Grandma's Handyman coming up next. If you need some things done around the house that you just haven't had time to do, especially now that you've gone through Christmas and you're thinking, oh, gosh, I got certain things that I've been noticing we need to get done, well, now's your chance. Grandma's Handyman would love to take care of you. Anything that you need done around the house, they are there for you. 303-693-3003 is the phone number. It's grandmashandyman.com, and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
For the past 13 years, Grandma's Handyman Service has been helping Coloradan seniors do all the little jobs that need to get done. Grandma's Handyman has always been in the business of helping seniors just like you. We even still offer a 10% senior discount on labor off our already affordable prices. Don't leave your projects undone for another day. Grandma's Handyman is here to help you. Call to set up an appointment at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. 3003, or find us online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, your host. Dan Muir with me today. Steve Wagner, my accountant from Wagner & Associates, joining us now talking about what's really coming up with the new tax law. So, Steve, welcome. What's going on?
Well, just going back to the National Federation of Independent Businessmen site, like we talked about earlier today.
Right.
And just this raving article of thankness and thank you, President Trump. This is fantastic for all small business.
Awesome. Well, that's what you want to hear. No, so give us a rundown. I know there's been a lot of talk, the press, the left, the right. I mean, really, we got to decipher what's going on for the average person out there. I've read a lot of articles that talk about how a lot of people are going to get some money, back into their pocket, $1,000 plus, depending upon, your bracket and what you're doing. I mean, this is real money that people will be able to use in 2018, is it not?
Absolutely. So everybody enjoys a tax cut because the tax rates are all being lowered. So if you pay taxes, you're going to experience a tax cut in the vast majority of circumstances.
Okay.
I think the numbers I've read are something along the lines of over 80% of the people will enjoy a tax cut. So let me just give you some of the highlights, and then maybe we can go back and forth between some of the details behind it.
Okay.
So the tax and the tax tables, excuse me, they'll all be reduced.
Okay.
They'll also be adjusted for inflation going forward, which is not something that we've always done in the past. Some of these things, like the alt-min tax and some of these things, have languished with no adjustments for inflation and made things happen that wasn't part of the plan. Exemptions for each individual independent, those are eliminated. So there is no longer a deduction for each and every member of the household.
Okay.
However, in place of that, they've doubled the standard deduction for every individual. So a single person now goes from $6,000 to $12,000 head of household. Single mom, as an example, goes from $9,000 to $18,000.
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to stop you for just 1 second. For a lot of folks out there that aren't on the accountant side of the fence and may not even look at their tax return, they just say, okay, get it done and I'll figure it out. Explain what you're talking about when it comes to a standard deduction.
So a standard deduction is given to every single person. I had this conversation with one of my relatives over Christmas.
Okay. This was around our dinner table as well, so I'm sure that we were not the only ones out there talking about it, partly why I wanted to have you on today, the day after, because a lot of people yesterday were talking about this very subject.
You bet. So every person, every single person, every adult person, which will take the kids out of there for the equation, every person is basically entitled to a little bit over $10,000 as a standard deduction of $6,000 and a personal exemption of $4,000.
Okay.
So it's like $10,200, something like that. So that has been eliminated, and now it's put in place with a $12,000 deduction for every single individual. So even though we've eliminated the $4,000 exemption out of the equation, we doubled the standard deduction to be $12,000. So people get all excited about the fact that the exemption deduction is gone.
Yeah, I can't deduct my clothing I gave to Salvation Army anymore.
Well, yeah, you can still do that. But it's the itemizing. So you would, if you had $4,000, and my example to my niece was, can I deduct my surgery that I had? I said, okay, get ready for this because you're going to understand me, but then you're going to look at me and go, what did you just say? Yes, it's deductible, but I'm not going to be able to use it.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because you don't itemize.
Got it.
So you're going to have a couple of $1,000 worth of medical deductions that may qualify. But the standard deduction is six.
So it's over. So in other words, it's an either or, and if you're over that on the or, you don't need that deduction you just mentioned.
Exactly.
So you are actually getting it because you're getting more than that because of the standard deduction.
Exactly. And also keep in mind, all of these, with the exception of one or two items, are all effective for 2018.
Okay.
2017, we're going to be doing everything almost exactly the way we've done
right
for the last 30 odd years.
Yeah, because when they make these changes, they are years going ahead. They're not retroactive to last year's taxes, right?
Sometimes they are. Oddly enough, some of the Bush stuff was done, you know, they passed it in December, and then it was effective back to January.
Okay.
Which just caused all kinds of grief because you got to rewrite the code and the tax programs and
got
on and on.
So this is a little cleaner in that regard.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
The only thing that I've seen that does not come into effect in 2018, and in fact doesn't come in until the 1st of 19, is the Obamacare mandate. So there's been a lot of talk about that, that's been repealed, and it has. So what I was just refreshing on and reading earlier this morning was that does not take effect until 2018. Everything else is pretty much the same as it was, and all these changes won't happen until 2018.
Okay. All right.
Capital gains is the same. Gambling losses are basically the same. The SALT. State and local income taxes. That's been bantered around in a lot of confusion. So it's eliminated for all intents and purposes, but each family will enjoy a standard deduction of $10,000.
So even if you're paying a little bit of state tax that you used to be able to deduct, you're not now, but again, we go back to what you just said a moment ago, you get that $10K, so who cares?
High real estate tax states like New Jersey, California, Texas, Florida, those places that a couple of them don't even have state taxes, they have higher real estate taxes, those people can be affected. And so
right,
part of the give and take of the bill was they were going to eliminate it, but it's like, no, let's at least give you something. And so they came up with the $10,000 standard.
Got it. Which, frankly, for me personally, I don't really care to subsidize those states that have their own high state income taxes anyways, because why should I, as a federal taxpayer, be subsidizing them anyways?
That's exactly right. But, of course, they're a big voter block, a lot of influence.
Yep.
So, you know, they get their way.
Well, maybe it will force those states to then lower their taxes.
Or to go ahead and bring back state taxes. I mean, you know, they got to get the money somewhere. So whether they do it through real estate, or through income taxes, or excise tax.
Higher sales tax, whatever they want to do, they can do it however they want to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan?
Yeah.
I wanted to celebrate with you on your and Carla's anniversary. That I saw you posted the Facebook. I told John earlier, I said I was going to make a little smarky remark that, boy, Dan used to be pretty.
Back in the day.
That was a long time ago.
That's good.
But thank you.
We all used to be pretty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Steve, you and I used to have a thing called hair.
You're not going down that path. Still have mine, boys.
Yeah, I don't show off.
No,
for now.
I like it. Sorry.
All right. So what's this mean for businesses? You know, we, you know me. I'm you know, self-employed. Dan technically now is. There's going to be a lot more people self-employed in the coming years as well. What's this mean for those of us that are?
Well, Ms. Webb, the National Federation of Business, is so excited. So what they've decided, and again, there's always little caveats and exceptions, but the general consensus and the way the rule reads, I'm going to give you some numbers as an example. If you're W-2 in your S corporation, or your guaranteed payments as a partnership was, say, $50,000.
Okay.
and you had another $100,000 of income that instead of being on the W-2 was passed through. That's why there was the reference of the pass-through income.
Right.
So my business made $150,000. Some of it's W-2, some of it's pass-through. So the pass-through amount, that $100,000, is now going to garner us a $20,000 deduction right off the bat.
Okay.
So only 80 of the 100 is going to be taxed.
Okay.
However, it's limited to 50% of your W-2. So in my example, the $50,000 W-2, half, of course, being $25,000, that number is higher than the standard of 20, so I get to use the full 20.
Okay.
If my W-2, and this is part of the reasoning for this, if my W-2 was woefully low,
20 grand, say.
Say 20 grand, now that 20 grand that you were going to get to deduct is limited to 10 or 50% of the 20 grand W-2. Mm-hmm.
So in a way, this is a way to make people play a little more fairly and a way for the, no offense, but a way for the government to actually collect a little bit more when it comes to FICA tax.
Exactly correct. Exactly correct. The first provisions that came out were scarier than you know what, because they proposed a whole different formula. But in conference and everything else, and the people that fought for us on behalf of small business turned this thing into really a legitimately exceptional change in the rules.
Okay. So we all thought last time we had you on, we were a little bit nervous because we weren't sure what was going to happen when it came to some of this, you know, pass-through income and things like that, which I can explain even a little later in the show. I'll get into that because it's you really have to be in business to really or be a tax person to really understand what we're talking about. And it's hard. I'll be honest, Steve. There's times I've even explained this to some of the people that I coach at times business-wise, and it's hard for people to wrap their head around what pass-through really is.
I know, and then they call me and say, could you please try to explain to me what John said?
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's hard to, again, you have to be in it to really understand what I'm saying. But once you understand it, it becomes blatantly clear exactly how it works. It's not that complicated once you understand it.
That's right. A couple other highlights, business entertainment. So we used to, as business people, get to write off 50% of our meals if they were business related.
Right.
50% of our business entertainment, which for the most people look like Bronco tickets or Rockies tickets or some other
club. Well, you're trying to wine and dine a client, basically.
Exactly. So that business entertainment, not counting the meal. So the meals are still okay, but the entertainment piece is now gone. So no more club memberships, no more Rockies tickets. That's been eliminated.
Well, what do you think that will do to some of those industries, by the way? Will it have any effect on them at all?
I don't think so. I mean, just because of the fact that I couldn't deduct it doesn't mean I'm still not going to go ahead and go out and chase business. And if that means taking them to a ball game, I'm taking them to a ball game. Oh, darn, I can't deduct it. There's probably something else I can deduct.
Got it. Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. Now, I'm guessing that those industries probably fought pretty hard to keep that, thinking that it might have a negative effect upon their bottom line, but I'm with you. I don't think it will anyways. I don't think people look at that strictly as a deduction. I think they look at it as, can I legitimately take some clients that, you know, that potentially I could get some business out of, and will this work for me as a company? I think they look at it that way more than the deduction itself.
Well, the other thing that it takes out of IRS's problem, was that really a business deduction,
yeah,
or did
good,
you buy
good point.
A ticket? And you didn't even take any customers. You know, you just tried to write
you
it
You took
off.
Your family.
Yeah, all of mine were really business deductions, Steve, all of them.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So that takes that out of the equation.
Which, honestly, not saying I'd want to sit in the seats of all the guys that just went through this entire, you know, code and the rewrite and so on. This one in particular, I don't typically have a problem. I mean, I don't have an issue with it. I really don't.
Well, again, and the legitimacy was always the factor. More times than not, they were illegitimate deductions because you didn't, in fact, you know, take care of business and do business. You were taking the family.
Yeah, if anything, I think what will happen now is these companies that are actually allowing some of this to go on, you know, so, you know, I'll just pick on Verizon because I've been to a ball game with them before. So Verizon in the past, you know, they buy a suite, or they rent a suite at the Bronco games, they invite different clients in and so on and so forth. That stuff's going to continue because they're trying to gain business from those individuals coming in. Now, you take another smaller company that may have, you know, bought some some higher end tickets, some seats or whatever, and it was really more of an internal thing, that stuff may end, but it just opens up those seats for the real corporate person that's going to bring a real client in. It just opens that up for those people to bring those people in anyways, right?
No, I think that's fair to say. It's the same reason they have eliminated the miscellaneous itemized deductions also. So changing gears a little bit, but it goes along the same lines. So much of this stuff wasn't legitimate in the first place. I've got an audit going on right now where I've got to send all kinds of documentation in this audit to justify these business claims that, hey, this meal here or this piece of equipment or this mileage that I drove was business related. And it's in a very abused area of the tax code. So they've eliminated that. So the miscellaneous itemized deductions are gone.
Got it. All right. Hold that thought. We'll come right back again. If you got a question for Steve, he's my personal accountant and love to chat with you. Wagner & Associates up in the Westminster area. If you need something or you've got a question along the lines today of what's going on tax code-wise, the new plan coming out 2018, please let us know, 303-477-5600. Otherwise, Steve, hang tight. We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is coming up next. Our good friend Kurt Rogers, who will join us at 5 o'clock for the Monday Mortgage Minute. He'll be up. So Kurt's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. 720-895-0500. Call Kurt today. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Affordable Interest Mortgage still has rates in the mid-threes. Do that upgrade that you've been putting off, or pay off that high interest rate debt, or just get ready for the holidays. Purchase your next home with only 2% down and no mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We all know rates are going to go up, so why keep putting it off when you can borrow money in the threes? Do you know paying mortgage insurance is like adding 1.5% to your current rate without the tax deduction? Why? Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Call now and find out how to pay off your home faster, save over $100,000 in excess interest that you get to keep, all without changing one penny of your spending habits. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. VA loans to 100% with cash out in the low threes. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. Get the respect you deserve. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, professional credit restoration coming up next. If you've got some black marks on your credit, some things on there you'd like to get rid of, you don't know exactly how to do it, they can help. 303-232-0303. Find them at prcweb.us. You've got rights. Get that dispute off of your credit and get the help you need today from Professional Credit Restoration. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Your credit profile should not stop you from reaching your goals. Professional Credit Restoration carefully analyzes your credit history, searching for errors that may be lowering your credit score unnecessarily. Once they work to correct those errors, Professional Credit Restoration coaches you through the simple steps you can take to improve your credit for the future. On average, Professional Credit Restoration will help you reach your goals within 6 months. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Steve Wagner, my personal accountant with us today, Wagner & Associates up in the Westminster area. Dan, you're also with me. Dan, you had a question for Steve.
Yeah, well, Steve happens to be my accountant, too.
He is. He does.
I know
both
he's
of us.
Your accountant, but...
Mine longer, though.
A lot longer. Anyway, Steve, so what's this going to do for... What's this going to do for my Uber driving and mileage deductions and things like that?
Business expenses are unchanged. Okay, so if you have a legitimate business expense, your mileage particularly, the bottles of water that you may buy, some signage.
Pack of gum, the cords, whatever.
Yeah. Any expenses that you have, that's all still going to be deductible. What you're going to enjoy with what we didn't calculate before when I did those estimates for you, is if you make $10,000, you just picked up another extra $2,000 deduction because of the pass through change. So you're gonna be fine.
Good. Sounds good.
Yeah, no, it does. So
sounds really good.
So what's the negatives of everything? I mean, I realize there's some high income earners, some folks making, you know, $500,000 a year and above that are probably gonna take a little bit of a hit. But what, you know, outside of that, which we're talking about probably less than 1% of the population, any other negatives that folks need to be worried about that are listening?
Moving expenses are no longer allowed. So before you had to move over 50 miles, you had to go from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs or whatever. for a job change, if you did that, you used to be able to deduct those moving expenses. That's now eliminated unless you're active duty in the military. Alimony. Alimony is no longer going to be a deduction by the person who has to pay it. And conversely, it's not income then to the person who receives it. So that's a. These are some of the things that they talked about trying to simplify the code and get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that they've
So you don't get to deduct it, and she doesn't get to claim it as income.
Exactly.
Or she has to claim it as
income. She doesn't have to claim it.
Right. She doesn't claim it as income. I don't get a deduction.
Exactly.
Not. Whoa, time up. By the way, that is not me. I'm just using that as a hypothetical.
About to open a can of worms.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah, no problems at home. I'm good. Just making sure everybody understands that.
There you go. You know, one of the other things we talked about businesses and trying to influence, like the entertainment people, the National Association of Realtors were all up in arms over the mortgage interest change.
Right.
And again, dropping that from $1 million to $500,000, you know, affects a whole 5% of the population. So they have gone ahead and compromised on that. That's now a $750,000 deduction.
Okay, so explain that one, too, for everybody listening. Does that mean $750K in interest, or the mortgage itself is $750 or above?
Yeah, good point. It's the mortgage itself. So if you bought a house for $500,000, $400,000, $300,000, like the majority of people, that's all still fully 100% deductible.
Okay.
It's only the guy in Cherry Creek that just dropped $1.5 million on buying a house is going to have his mortgage interest limited. And that's been the case for a number of years. It was limited at $1 million. Now they proposed $500,000. They compromised at $750,000.
Okay.
So when Charlie buys a second house, this is really going to affect
him. Yeah, he'll be in trouble. That's right.
Yeah, Charlie's going to be upset. capital gains, no changes there. A lot of people called up that. No changes on the capital gains rate. Charitable contributions.
Yes.
This is kind of a confusing thing. It's called the base contribution amount. Basically, it works out to if you made $100,000, you're allowed to deduct $50,000 of that income. That's been raised to 60%. So for some folks, that's going to be a positive deal.
Okay.
I think the gambling losses I talked about. That's
oh, darn, Dan. You and I are in trouble now, aren't we?
So I can no longer deduct those?
We can't deduct those anymore. We're done.
Well, yeah, you still get to deduct them. You just don't get to deduct entry fees for competitions or transportation.
So that poker competition, Dan, you don't get that entry fee.
I don't get my entry fee back?
No.
How about my losses during the game?
You get to write off the losses to the extent of what you earned. If you lost $12,000, but you earned $10,000, you get to write off the $10,000. And you eat the two.
Got it. Okay.
Well, that's a big help for me, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Both of us. Yeah, we're in good shape now. That's right.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about kind of playing the lottery. You know, I can't win the lottery because I never buy a ticket.
Yeah, me either. It's exactly right.
So can
right.
you still deduct? I think you could deduct your lottery losses, too. Is that? Can you still do that?
Oh, yeah, sure, as long as you have winnings to offset them. So the losses are limited to the winnings. So if you made $1,000, you can write off $1,000.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Somebody like me that never plays, I get nothing.
That's right. You still get 100%.
See, John, you can't win if you don't play.
No, you also don't lose if you don't play.
That's a fact.
Just saying. And my accountant knows that I'm not the luckiest guy in the world, so when it comes to gambling, I'm better off not.
You're just making that contribution.
Exactly. I'd rather make it in other areas. Let's just say that.
Let's just do that.
When it comes to folks out there that have got, and I got about a minute left, but folks that have rental properties, condos, apartments, things like that. Does it affect any of those that have income properties at all?
No. If anything, and something that just popped up, there's some depreciation rule changes that could be favorable, but nothing adverse.
Okay. All right. So best things, folks, that are listening, really, is if you've got questions, call Steve directly. If you need a new accountant, call Steve. And his number is what?
303-428-5800.
All right, 303-428-5800. Steve, man, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll be talking, I'm sure. We got a lot to go over here in the near future, so I'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, man, thanks. Appreciate it. Take care, man.
See you, Steve.
Bye-bye.
All right, good stuff. So good explanation there. Really sounds like, despite what the left and the media and even some on the right will tell you, sounds like it's not a bad compromise all around.
Sounds really good to me.
So if you've got people out there that are whining and moaning and groaning and gritching and saying that it's not good, I think you better reevaluate.
But it's obvious to me the only people that benefit from this are the rich.
Not so.
The middle class gets nothing out of
this. Actually, they're the ones that get the most.
No, I listen to the media.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, because 90% of America is gay and 90% of America will not get a tax break.
Well, they're wrong on both counts.
Oh, really?
90% of America is not gay, and most people with this particular tax plan will see some benefits. In fact, in some cases, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, depending upon your bracket and what you've been paying. So I ran through the math on this last week, and Steve and I went through this together right before the show. I mean, some folks are going to get $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in additional monies they can spend throughout the year. It's big time.
But not only look at this. Look how many companies now have given raises, bonuses.
Because they know the same thing.
Big thing of this tax thing is the corporate tax rate.
Corporate tax and the money that they can bring back into the country, which they can now use. So we'll be right back. Last break of this particular hour. Extreme Auto Repair. Get the respect you deserve when you get your vehicle inspected and fixed and handled and maintained and all the different things that it takes to keep your vehicle running day to day. Get the respect you deserve at Extreme Auto Repair now. 303-841-1071 is the number. Call them and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention, so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason. Hey now, you're an
all-star. Get your game on. Go. Charlie's talking about us. We're an all-star. Get That's your right. game on.
This is all-star radio right
Sit. Here. Because we're the only ones on the air this week. That's why, Dan. We're the only all-stars on the air because we're it.
We're it. We're the ones.
I mean, the other shows are running. They're just probably got a lot of fill-ins, I'm guessing.
A lot of guest hosts.
Yeah,
so, you know,
it's
we,
a good week
we
to do so. That's right. No, really, what it would amount
here?
You know what it really amounted to? I'd rather come in now when there's no traffic.
Oh, okay. Whew. I thought maybe you'd say something else, but no, that's good. Traffic, great reason.
No, I'd really rather be here because traffic. You know, hey, I can actually come
just
to work
zoom
and it's
in,
easy.
Zoom out. Yeah.
I'd rather work on weeks like this, and I don't mind. I mean, actually, we'll have fun. I was looking forward to this week.
Oh,
actually,
I love it.
So it's not bad. I
enjoy
being here.
We're on the radio because we enjoy it.
That's right. No other reason we're here.
That's true.
That is true. Won't say another word about that because that is the reason we're here, Dan.
Absolutely.
There's not. Yeah, that's it. We love what we do, so we're here doing it.
We do, and we're good at it.
Actually, we are.
We have a lot.
We have a great show.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
And by the way, we'll be back for 2018, as far as I know. Crawford hasn't told us any difference, so I think we'll be back.
Let me check my email
January
here real
2nd.
Quick.
We will be here.
Yeah, no
Nobody's
text messages.
Canned us yet. We got three days left, Dan. Three more days. We'll see if we're back on Tuesday.
Left. 3 days to go.
We'll
Charlie's shaking his head going, there's no
I
way.
I don't know. These clowns,
there's
I don't know.
No
I've stuck
way.
With them for 2 years now. I'm not sure. We'll find out. All right, we'll be back here in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is coming up next. If it's close to 7 o'clock, have a fabulous evening and the rest of the week. Whatever you're doing this week, please enjoy. We'll be back, though, tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour two coming up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.